Time now for Extension Today on WIFM. Extension Today presented by Surrey, Wilkes, and Yadkin County Farm Bureau. North Carolina Farm Bureau has been actively promoting farm and rural issues since 1936. Now, Extension Today with Danny Hall.
Welcome to Extension Today. I'm Danny Hall on 100.9 WIFM, and we're pleased to welcome to our program this morning from the North Carolina Cooperative Extension Service for Yadkin and Davie County, Pam Jones. Good morning, Pam.
Good morning.
Thank you for joining us. I hope you're doing well today.
I am, thank you.
Pam, you're the horticultural expert or agent for the Yadkin and Davie County Extension Service, and you're also the local food coordinator for both counties, and that sort of brings us to the topic today, and we want to talk about the Yadkinville Farmers Market with you. First question for you, Pam, today, obviously, is the Farmers Market up and running yet this year?
Yes, it is. It's been open for several weeks now.
Terrific. Now, tell me where it's located. I know a few years ago it changed location, so where are we now?
We are at 1141 Tennessee Street, and that is behind the Town Park and Papa John's Pizza. Excellent facility there. There's a shelter, so even if it's sprinkling rain at your home, don't let that stop you. Unless there's a thunderstorm, there are going to be vendors at the market.
Terrific. The days and hours for the Yadkin Farmers Market, Pam?
Well, they are open 2 days a week. They are open every Tuesday afternoon from 3 to 6 p.m., and then on Saturday mornings from 9 until 1.
What kind of things are we talking about from the Yadkin Farmers Market, especially now, first part of the season here?
Yeah, we have some cool season produce like lettuces and broccoli and onions. That's most of what we have right now, spinach. There are also other vendors there. We have meat vendors. We have beef and pork vendors. And we also have people who are doing local crafts or making homemade soaps, for example. So homemade items, we try to keep this as a local market. So everything is produced by the vendors on their farm or from products from a local farm.
Our guest is Pam Jones. She's the horticulture agent with the Yadkin and Davie County Cooperative Extension Service, local food coordinator. So you work directly with the farmers market and the folks who participate in the farmers market. The big question, I guess, is what people always are curious about, and I think you just sort of touched on it. Are the products that we get at the farmers market, are they locally grown and produced?
Yes, they are. They are produced within 50 miles of Yadkinville. This market has great integrity, and the farmers do not buy and resell. They grow their own. We like to say that the customer can come, look the person who grew their product they're about to purchase in the eye, and ask them, how did you grow this product? That's very important to these vendors. They have a wonderful market manager, Miss Aileen Steelman, who most everybody in Yadkin and Davie counties and part of Forsyth, I'm sure, know very well. And then they have a wonderful board with Glenda Edgehill as the president, and they see to it that the vendors are vetted. And I actually do grower certifications and go out and to the individual farms and lay my eyes on what they are producing.
Wow, that's I'm glad you mentioned that, because I did want to kind of ask you that. There is a process that the folks who participate have to go through, have to be approved, right, to become a part of the farmers market.
Absolutely. And again, we want to keep that integrity so that our customers know that they are buying produce and how it was grown from local people. And when you go to the grocery store, and I'm not knocking, you know, grocery stores, we need those too. But when you buy at a farmers market, a local farmers market, you know that you are keeping a large part of the income that farmer makes in your community. Mm-hmm. It's not going overseas or wherever we have imported food from. And that boosts our local economy. And so that's another good reason for buying food locally.
And that is, it's the freshest you can get. It's just right out of the garden or their farm, isn't it?
And the other thing is that they can choose varieties for their taste, not their shelf life. Mm-hmm. And that's really important.
And as the summer goes on, the cool thing about it, as the summer goes on, as different crops come in, then there are different things that will be available at the farmer's market.
And we have a once-a-month drawing where the vendors put produce or whatever their products are into a basket. And we try to collect emails during that process. And if you would like to get onto an email list to find out what's available at the farmer's market, please sign up for that when you're visiting the market.
Our guest on Extension Today here on WIFM is Pam Jones. She's with the Yadkin and Davy Cooperative Extension Service. We're talking about the Yadkinville Farmers Market, but also you're involved with the, tell me about Master Gardeners. Is there a training class that's coming up for the Master Gardener program?
There absolutely is. And there is a link sometimes between the Master Gardeners and the Farmers Market, because they like to go out and do educational programs and have materials there at the Farmers Market free of charge for the customers. But what a Master Gardener volunteer does is extend gardening knowledge to the community. One horticulture agent over two counties can only do so much.
Yeah.
And believe me, I try. But these many hands make light work theory, it works very well with Master Gardeners. This training class will begin in August, and it is for Davy and Yadkin together, the two counties together. If you want more information, feel free to call either the Yadkin County Extension Office or the Davy County Extension Office.
Terrific. Once again, Pam, before I let you go today, let's run over the Yadkinville Farmers Market, the days and the location and the hours, please.
Okay, we are at 1141 Tennessee Street, and that's right behind the town park. We are so excited. The town has allowed us to put a permanent sign right there at the corner. So right across the street from Papa John's and right in front of the park, you will see our sign with an arrow pointing you down the street every Tuesday afternoon from 3 to 6. And Saturday mornings from 9 until 1.
Terrific.
And the market will be open from now until October the 14th.
Love that fresh fruits and vegetables from the farmer's market. And looking forward to a great summer into the fall of that, too. Pam Jones, your number locally, say at the Yadkinville office, if they want to get in touch with you about, have any questions about today or any other things involved.
My number is 336-849-7908, and I am always available by email. I may be in one county or the other, but my email goes with me, and that's pam_jones@ncsu.edu.
Pam Jones with the Yadkin and Davy County Cooperative Extension Service. Thanks for your time today. We appreciate it. Keep up the good work. Well, I know you will. You're working two counties, so you're working hard, but we appreciate your time today and look forward to talking to you again soon.
Well, thank you, Danny, for letting me share the good news about local foods.
Always a pleasure. Our guest, Pam Jones, and folks, thank you for joining us for Extension Today right here on 100.9 WIFM.
Extension Today on WIFM, presented by Surrey, Wilkes, and Yadkin County Farm Bureau. Join us again next time for Extension Today on WIFM.